Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Last week, we devoted several stories and conversations to Alzheimer's disease, and many of you shared your own experiences and reactions with us. In our week-long series, Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's, we looked at the latest research, we looked at funding issues and early testing, among other things. Our series was produced by WBUR program manager Iris Adler, who joins me in the studio now to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, Iris, so many people shared their stories about Alzheimer's disease. Was there a common theme that you came across?
Well, it's true. We got so many comments and so many poignant stories. But one thing people wrote a lot about is the grieving process and how tough it is to slowly lose a loved one over many, many years. Listener Lori G. wrote, "There is nothing good about this horrible disease. It's a long, slow goodbye." And another listener wrote, quote, "Alzheimer's is an ongoing wake. The family mourns every time a loved one loses another function or memory, until all there is left to mourn is their physical passing."
Hmm. On a hopeful note, though, Iris, one of the things that we heard from many people was how music can help not only Alzheimer's patients, but loved ones connect with Alzheimer's patients, even when someone might be in the later stages of Alzheimer's disease. Here's a bit of music. This is Alzheimer's patient Patrick Scannell singing with his wife, Lynn Scannell.
"I'll be yours to end this time. I'll adore your charms of mine. Yes, by now you know."
So, Deb, not only the Scannells, but several listeners commented on the importance of music. A listener who calls herself Dilla Pearl wrote about this experience at a senior center. She said, "One day, while singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic, a booming baritone voice joined in. An older gentleman in the corner had started singing. He had never spoken before at the center. When the song was over, he went back to silence."
You know, another thing, Iris, that we heard that helps both the patient and the loved one connect is social media, believe it or not. And this is Alzheimer's patient Mary Agnes talking with her daughter Teresa about Teresa using Twitter to communicate her mother's thoughts.
"I think it's wonderful.
Oh, good, good.
To know that somewhere out there people are thinking of me."
"Yeah, I know. I love that.
You know, it makes you feel good when you live alone."
And that's Mary Agnes, Alzheimer's patient, talking about her daughter using Twitter to communicate her mom's thoughts.
And Deb, after that report aired, Mary Agnes got 600 new followers.
Oh.
We also heard from another listener who responded to that story. Her name is Clarish, and she said about the piece, quote, "I am struck by how you took a cold, superficial technology and turned it into a profound human connection."
Well, Iris, what do our listeners think that we missed?
Well, one listener wrote, Sarah Neal, she said she wanted a more in-depth discussion of people in the later stages of Alzheimer's disease. She said she'd like to see, quote, "an accurate depiction as possible of what life is like for these patients." And I do think, Deb, that many of our stories did focus on people in the earlier stages of Alzheimer's, people who could still communicate with us and we could record. But we do hope that we conveyed what the disease looks like in the end stages. And several people, by the way, also suggested we spend some more time exploring how to prepare for the end stages, including ensuring that people's end-of-life wishes are known and acted upon.
Well, we will follow up our series with another report next week about planning for the expected explosion of Alzheimer's cases in the next few decades. But we started our series, Iris, with your story of Ralph Kelly and Ruth Fretz. Ralph has Alzheimer's. He was diagnosed at 59 years old. And Ruth actually commented on our series and gave some advice.
She did. In response to the many people reaching out to her, she wrote, quote, "When someone asks, is there something I can do? I always say, I'll think of something. And sure enough, I do. I have taught our kids that showing up makes a difference. And if you have a friend or family member with Alzheimer's, show up. The whole family will thank you."
WBUR program manager Iris Adler, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Deb.
To listen to all of the stories in our series about Alzheimer's disease and to see photos and video accompanying some of the stories, go to our website, wbur.org.